Harry stepped up to the stone basin and bowed obediently until his face sank through the surface of the memory. He felt the familiar sensation of falling through nothingness and then landed upon a dirty stone floor in almost total darkness. It took him several seconds to recognize the place, by which time Dumbledore had landed beside him. The Gaunt's house was now more indescribably filthy than anywhere Harry had ever seen. The ceiling was thick with cobwebs, the floor coated in grime. Moldy and rotting food lay upon the table amidst a mass of crusted pots. The only light came from a single guttering candle placed at the feet of a man with hair and beard so overgrown Harry could see neither eyes nor mouth. He was slumped in an armchair by the fire, and Harry wondered for a moment whether he was dead. But then there came a loud knock on the door, and the man jerked awake, raising a wand in his right hand and a short knife in his left. The door creaked open. There, on the threshold, holding an old-fashioned lamp, stood a boy Harry recognized at once, tall, pale, dark-haired, and handsome, the teenage Voldemort. Voldemort's eyes moved slowly around the hovel and then found the man in the armchair. For a few seconds they looked at each other, then the man staggered upright, the many empty bottles at his feet clattering and tinkling across the room.
"You!" he bellowed. "You!"
And he hurtled drunkenly at Riddle, wand and knife held aloft.
"Stop!"
Riddle spoke in parcel tongue. The man skidded into the table, sending moldy pots crashing to the floor. He stared at Riddle. There was a long silence while they contemplated each other. The man broke it.
"You speak it?"
"Yes, I speak it," said Riddle.
He moved forward into the room, allowing the door to swing shut behind him. Harry could not help but feel a resentful admiration for Voldemort's complete lack of fear. His face merely expressed disgust and, perhaps, disappointment.
"Where is Marvolo?" he asked.
"Dead,"
said the other.
"Died years ago, didn't he?"
Riddle frowned.
"Who are you, then?"
"I'm Morfin, ain't I?"
"Marvolo's son?"
"Course I am, then."
Morfin pushed the hair out of his dirty face, the better to see Riddle, and Harry saw that he wore Marvolo's black stone ring on his right hand.
"I thought you was that muggle,"
whispered Morfin.
"You look mighty like that muggle."
"What muggle?" said Riddle sharply. "That muggle what my sister took a fancy to. That muggle what lives in the big house over the way,"
said Morfin, and he spat unexpectedly upon the floor between them.
"You look right like him, Riddle. But he's older now, isn't he? He's older than you, now I think on it."
Morfin looked slightly dazed and swayed a little, still clutching the edge of the table for support.
"He come back, see?"
he added stupidly. Voldemort was gazing at Morfin as though appraising his possibilities. Now he moved a little closer and said,
"Riddle came back?"
"Arr, he left her, and serve her right, marrying filth," said Morfin, spitting on the floor again. "Robbed us, mine, before she ran off. Where's the locket, eh? Where's Slytherin's locket?"
Voldemort did not answer. Morfin was working himself into a rage again. He brandished his knife and shouted,
"Dishonoured us, she did, that little slut. And who are you, coming here and asking questions about all that? It's over, isn't it? It's over."
He looked away, staggering slightly, and Voldemort moved forward. As he did so, an unnatural darkness fell, extinguishing Voldemort's lamp and Morfin's candle, extinguishing everything. Dumbledore's fingers closed tightly around Harry's arm, and they were soaring back into the present again. The soft golden light in Dumbledore's office seemed to dazzle Harry's eyes after that impenetrable darkness.
"Is that all?" said Harry at once. "Why did it go dark? What happened?" "Because Morfin could not remember anything from that point onward," said Dumbledore, gesturing Harry back into his seat. "When he awoke next morning, he was lying on the floor, quite alone. Marvolo's ring had gone. Meanwhile, in the village of Little Hangleton, a maid was running along the high street, screaming that there were three bodies lying in the drawing room of the big house. Tom Riddle Sr. and his mother and father. The Muggle authorities were perplexed. As far as I am aware, they do not know to this day how the Riddles died, for the Avada Kedavra curse does not usually leave any sign of damage. The exception sits before me, Dumbledore added with a nod to Harry's scar. The Ministry, on the other hand, knew at once that this was a wizard's murder. They also knew that a convicted Muggle-hater lived across the valley from the Riddle House, a Muggle-hater who had already been imprisoned once for attacking one of the murdered people. So the Ministry called upon Morfinn. They did not need to question him, to use Veritas Serum or Legilimency. He admitted to the murder on the spot, giving details only the murderer could know. He was proud, he said, to have killed the Muggles, had been awaiting his chance all these years. He handed over his wand, which was proved at once to have been used to kill the Riddles. And he permitted himself to be led off to Azkaban without a fight. All that disturbed him was the fact that his father's ring had disappeared. He'll kill me for losing it, he told his captors over and over again. He'll kill me for losing his ring. And that, apparently, was all he ever said again. He lived out the remainder of his life in Azkaban, lamenting the loss of Marvolo's last heirloom, and is buried beside the prison, alongside the other poor souls who have expired within its walls. So Voldemort stole Morfinn's wand and used it, said Harry, sitting up straight. That's right, said Dumbledore. We have no memories to show us this, but I think we can be fairly sure what happened. Voldemort stupefied his uncle, took his wand, and proceeded across the valley to the big house over the way. There he murdered the Muggle man who had abandoned his witch mother, and, for good measure, his Muggle grandparents, thus obliterating the last of the unworthy Riddle line, and revenging himself upon the father who never wanted him.